Many people are remembering civil rights giant Dr. Norman C. Francis, who passed away at the age of 94. Francis served as president of Xavier University for almost half a century. Former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu was a lifelong friend who says Francis's actions were transformative in the fight for civil rights in the South in the 1960s.
When the Freedom Riders got bombed in Mississippi, he actually hosted them and took care of them on Xavier's campus. He invited them in.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has drawn four challengers in his race for re-election. Andre Champagne has details on the two Democrats in that District 4 race.
Matt Gromlich of Greenwood teaches at LSU Shreveport. He accuses Speaker Mike Johnson of ignoring his constituents when he's in his home district.
When you're back in town, how are you not interacting with your constituents and providing information back to them?
The other Democrat to qualify is Conrad Cable, a fifth-generation farmer from, appropriately, Farmerville. He says he's running because he knows the needs of the people of Northwest Louisiana.
It is time our people are represented by someone who is part of the working class, not the Epstein class.
Johnson's two Republican challengers are Mike Nichols of Pitkin and Joshua Marat, who lists his home as Benton, Arkansas, but claims to be a resident of Louisiana, as required by law, in order to be elected to the U.S. House. From Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on TIX FM.